So here we go with more light beings coming to visit our friends here. So let me tell you about your light beings. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Tina.
Well, you're being sponsored. You're being, I want to say visited by light beings, but you're actually being sponsored. Like, imagine you're in the Olympics and, you know, you're sponsored by this company or whatever, and they just supply your every need and all that because you're going to wear their t-shirt. It's sort of like that. And say your name one more time, please.
Tina.
So they're asking you to develop the gift for gab. In other words, to be quite certain that you have liftoff, that you have support, that you have, I've got blue lights, blue orbs going off everywhere confirming this, that you, I miss those words now, but that you have, how do I say this? Let me go ahead and get my cell phone recording too, just in case. Now I gotta figure out where the recorder is. Here we go. We're recording. Okay, and say your name one more time.
Tina.
That, okay, so that you have the gift of gab, that you, you're really being sponsored by higher attunements. As you travel on Earth, and they're saying you're entitled to take full advantage of the promotion, of the sponsorship. In other words, there's no place that you will be for the rest of your days where these very highly evolved beings of light are not going to be with you. Your job, and say your name one more time, please,
Tina,
is getting used to partying with such excellent company. So that's where you need a little bit of like a handoff, a little bit of an introduction. So it's sort of like being at a cocktail party and someone saying, oh, you know, Tina, can I introduce you to, you know, so-and-so? That's where you're a little, you still feel like a little bit out of your league, you know, sort of like, oh, I don't know if I belong at this party. But everyone's like showing you your little badge and saying, but here's your name, like you're supposed to be here. So this is about, and say your name one more time, please.
Tina.
This is about you coming into excellence with self. In other words, the reason that you're being sponsored, the reason that you have this good partnership is that you're actually like part of the host party. In other words, it's sort of like you're part of this committee, you're part of this team, you're part of this function, and you're just the, you know, delegate or representative that decided to incarnate in the physicality, but that you partake in these regular meetings and functions and conferences in another dimension, experience 24/7. So it's not like they're coming down to you and doing something special for you that you're not deserving of. It's that you basically forgot who you are when you agreed to serve. And so there's still like that little bit of amnesia. So they are asking you, and say your name one more time, please,
Tina,
to come into the greatest of alliance with your truth. They're saying just start with your heart. They're saying, just start with your heart. They're saying, as simple as that. You don't need to make it any more complicated. They're saying to notice on a regular basis how open your heart chakra is, how you see things, you feel things, you believe things that others maybe come along to your way of seeing, maybe, sometimes never do, and it would just never dawn on you not to see things from a particular perspective. And they're saying, you know, hasn't it dawned on you that you're like a regular member of a very high society? And like, they're showing me like, you know, someone that has like an extremely high IQ. And so they walk the planet and they've always had this very high IQ, and then they belong to whatever that society is called, for those with very high IQ, because that's who they are. So this is where they're trying to attest, and they're showing, they say they point out regular examples. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you miss it, of where like you've gone above and beyond the normal coursework, where, you know, your compassion, your sensitivity, your open heart, has proved time and time again your worth from a spiritual basis. So they're very excited about this, actually. So the more that you come to expect this regular association, in other words, to really understand who you are and the high level you function, it'll be a piece of cake for them to then drop in. In other words, for you to be side by side with this means or lines of communication. But they're saying first it has to do with entitlement. In other words, for you to recognize a little bit more, a little bit better, a little bit stronger, to have that like self-evidence of worth, of entitlement. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes the emotion is so intense, I feel like I'm gonna explode. It's like, you have to push it away, it's too.
And say your name again, please.
Tina.
When you come into alignment and trust your power, you'll no longer have that sensitivity. The reason it hurts is because you're still avoiding the obvious. You're still coming from a linear sense of that powerlessness. In other words, as you believe in the storyline, you feel the powerlessness because of your desire to serve, your desire to change, and that frustration of being without power becomes so intense, like it literally brings you to tears. And sometimes, I don't want to say you medicate it, but it just becomes so intense, like you just, it's like not tolerable. So again, this remedy will balance that out, because again, you're taking yourself as this linear being that's sort of like stuck in this paradigm that's just too profoundly dualistic, you know, for your liking or your temperament, that, to be honest, it's been sort of a little bit hard to be here at times. And so because of your abilities, you have that extreme sensitivity. And so it's that sensitivity that's caused you difficulties from time to time. As you come to understand your sense of importance, in other words, who you really are, where you truly exist, as you step out of time, so to speak, then you'll understand you're not here to play helpless. You're not here to play impoverished. You're here to serve. But you can only serve when you understand who you are. When you don't understand who you are, it's then you feel like lost in the maze, so to speak. So loved. Oh my gosh. Hi.
Hi.
So nice to have you here. How can we help you?
Like a message.
Mm-hmm. You have many loved ones that come from the other side of the veil and come to visit you often. So if you ever suddenly just recall someone that's crossed over, it's usually because they've come to visit you. They've like literally been in your room or been with you at some point. You call that in quite regularly. You're either just really loved or you call that in, but it's happening fairly often. I feel like you call that, I think it's like a mutual arrangement, but you call it in because it provides you support. Just sometimes if the going gets tough or, you know, whatever. But you're very skilled to the point where I wouldn't say you're a medium, but you kind of are, in that you regularly reach out and touch those on the other side of the veil. And it really does serve you, because you receive that kind of camaraderie, you receive that like holistic approach, and it's honestly very healing for you, because you receive, they're saying like the gift of gab, but it's like the gift of camaraderie or remembrance. So this would be times when you feel lonely or just worn out or whatever. But if you ever just suddenly remember someone or think of someone, it's because they were actually there. I feel like if you have any interest in developing that, you're actually going to be able to hear them, receive messages, see images, because as the veil keeps thinning, your abilities are only going to get more pronounced in that regard. But regardless, it's occurring quite regularly. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Michael.
Don't be afraid to reach out and receive help. I just feel like you're very connected to spirit in all forms. And to use that help. In other words, you are able to call on angels, spirit guides, you name it, and have, and say your name one more time, please.
Michael.
And to receive that extra help. And they're saying, like, no, there's nothing too insignificant that they wouldn't be able to support you with. For whatever reason, I just feel like you're spiritual psychic abilities are just going to keep increasing in this incarnation. It's really interesting because there's so many people that would like to have them, and you somehow just intuitively do. So they do want to remind you that when you need that extra support, to not overlook the obvious. Like, in other words, not just think about other people, think about yourself. Not from a selfish standpoint, but that you know, your needs matter too, that sort of thing. Okay, so let me see what else we can tell you. A moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Michael.
Oh gosh, how do I put this in words? Michael, say your name one more time.
Michael.
Thank you. It's kind of like let go and let God. So anything where you have regrets, you have like, oh boy, I wish I could change that. They want to remind you that from a soul perspective, it's not what has occurred, it's what the soul has gained. In other words, at the end of the day, this is all dream consciousness. So what really happens in a dream is kind of irrelevant. Like, what does it matter? When the dream's over, it doesn't exist. What does matter is what the soul has learned from the experience. And they're saying that how your higher self and how they view your life circumstances is very different at times from how you would perceive it from the linear standpoint. Because from a linear standpoint, if something didn't work out quite right, you could see it as a negative, like, oh, well, I messed up with that, or boy, I wish I could do that different. But from a higher self standpoint, there are several places they're pointing out where you have received the A, where you don't realize it, because maybe it didn't work out in the linear, but your soul master the lesson. In other words, your soul mastered the wisdom. And that's to your compliment, because there are many where, okay, it doesn't work out, and they leave it without taking in the soul wisdom. So they either blame others, or maybe even they blame themselves, but they lose the mastery lesson. In your situation, to your delight, and you'll see this in your life review at some point, you have gained the wisdom. And that was the point, because we're eternal souls. And so as we're here not only to help with the process of awakening consciousness, but to also grow as a soul. And there are many places where you grew as a soul, even though from a linear standpoint, you may have been bankrupt. You may have lost the relationship. I don't know what it was, but it was kind of significant where you're kind of like, well, that didn't go well at all. But from a soul perspective, it actually did, because you gained the wisdom. And that's what they want to point out to you, or to remind you, or to encourage you, that when you look at your life review many, many moons from now, you're going to be quite delighted with, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, like, I thought, you know, it didn't go well, when in fact you gained the wisdom. And that was the point. From a soul perspective, it really doesn't matter what happens. in a dream. What matters is what the soul is acquiring as a result. And they're saying, job well done, job well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Hi. Hi, how can we help you? God, I just want to cry after that last message. It was just so touching. One mom, please. You've got all kinds of angelic help. I've got lights going off everywhere around you. And say your first name.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time.
Lisbeth.
Trust your intuition. That's like the message of the day. Trust your intuition a little bit more. You know more than you think. You tend to defer to others. You think others know more than you do. But they're saying you're actually spiritually more advanced than they are. You may be a little bit rusty, but imagine like you being a really good musician, but you're a little rusty, like you haven't done it since the war, in like years or whatever. But you're really quite a masterful player. Whereas you go into this local bar and you see some guys playing that instrument and you're like, oh wow, look how they can play. But they don't play with your finesse. They don't play with your artwork. In other words, you can just bang notes because you've memorized the notes, or you can play as an artist. You can play with sensitivity where like the music's healing. And that's where you shine. That's where you shine. So they're saying, so you lost like a couple of notes along the way. It's almost like, oh gosh, makes me think of like John Denver, where he's like playing the guitar even though he lost a string or whatever. It's like, who cares? He's a healer, bringing through healing through his music. And it's the same with you. And say your name one more time, please. So it's for you to develop greater sensitivity and compassion for self, and like self-promotion within self. Like in other words, for you really to recognize that you're a healer. You cannot be a healer if you tried. It doesn't matter if you're actually trying to heal someone or not. It's irrelevant because it's like your soul signature. It's what your soul sings out to the multiverse on a continuous basis. You cannot not be a healer. It's who you are. And say your name, please.
Elizabeth.
So it's for you to get into good practice of self-promotion. In other words, it's not telling everybody else. It's about recognizing your sensitivities, recognizing your uniqueness. In other words, again, there are people that know what you know but don't have the heart that you do. And it's that heart that aligns you with the soul music, with the soul recognition, with that fifth dimensional quality that really makes the difference. So this would be like a third grader playing a song versus someone from the local symphony playing that same song. They're playing the same notes, but wow, what a difference in the quality of material. And say your name one more time, please. So this is about you earning the A of compassion and like adoration and respect within self. So the inverse of that would be every time you want to put yourself down, it's to realize it's just the ego, you know, just trying to entrap you, keep you in fear, keeping you from alignment. The bottom line is the more that you trust your connection, the more that you trust your entitlement, say your name one more time. The more that you're going to realize that there is this energy flowing through you. So this is about you respecting yourself a bit more, being proud of who you are, being proud of, it's almost like Tina's message, being proud of your heart. You have great sensitivity that you just kind of dismiss. You're like, oh yeah, whatever. But you know, when spirit looks at us, they really just read our vibration. They really, you know, God just like reads your heart kind of thing. It's kind of like Mott, you know, he measures your heart at the end of the lifetime. So this is about having, and say your name one more time.
Elizabeth.
This is about having realize that you've passed a lot, it's almost like your Michael's message is, you passed a lot of trials and tribulations where you could have had like a lot of bitterness, you could have had a lot of revenge, but you walked away with a clear slate and then some because you maintained that open heart. So they're asking you to have like almost kind of like look at yourself through a crystal ball and have great appreciation for yourself, great respect for yourself. And as you will come to own that with privilege, say your name one more time.
Yes,
as you will come to own that with privilege, that they will be most delighted to support that efforts. Like in other words, you have to come to admire self, respect self, in order to recognize for yourself that which you're worthy of. So this is about how you view yourself. Great appreciation, great respect. They have great admiration for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we are willing, yes, to respond at a moment's notice. We understand the topsy-turvy nature of the earth form. It could be quite cumbersome at times, this bodysuit, yes? And yet, you are the miracle workers. We ask you, therefore, to suppose, each of you, that you are surrounded by numerous beings of light, numerous both in and out of form, that are ready and willing to support your adventures, support your efforts. Call upon us at will, and we will do our best to make our presence known. Until next time, both in and out of form, we remain ever faithful. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you so much, everyone.